Yeah, why don't you elaborate a little bit about the vote?
Well, you know, they've been trying to repeal Obamacare for so long.
Or the Affordable Care Act, yeah.
Affordable Care Act, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they claim that it was too expensive. They claim it was too this. I gotta say, it always smacks to me that the way they're so vehemently opposed to this, you know, I just wonder whether it has something to do with, you know, our first brown president, our first black president, having achieved this, whether that's why they're so adamantly against this. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just that they're so greedy and so isolated that they don't understand the number of Americans who are out there who need help and who are going to suffer and some are going to die because of this. You know, the George Perez letter put me in mind of that, that this is a time where we can't afford to just think about ourselves. It was such a tribute to his dignity and his honor that he wouldn't just think about himself in his time of health crisis. And it reminds me of just, you know, a couple of days ago, Jimmy Kimmel went on for something like 12 or 14 minutes in his opening monologue. It wasn't a comedy monologue. It was about his newborn baby son who, and Kimmel's crack, his voice was cracking, he was fighting tears the whole time. The baby seemed everything was fine, and the first nurse that came in and kind of checked things out, she became concerned. Long story short, she pushed to see a second nurse and see another doctor, and they did all the tests that they needed to do, and yes, the baby had a heart disease, he had a hole in his heart. Within a few days, this baby was having open heart surgery and is going to have another one eventually, and then in his teens will have to have something replaced. They showed a picture of the baby being much more healthy. Now, nobody would have blamed Jimmy Kimmel if he took the enormous applause when they showed us a picture of this smiling baby with a little newborn head, and that was it. That was 4 minutes in. The other 8 minutes were about how blessed he was and how, you know, there are a lot of people who are going to suffer if, you know, this care goes away. This care that you know, Affordable Care Act and that kind of stuff. And it was an amazing moment of humanity. And this a stark contrast. I don't, you know, it's not enough to say Democrats, Republicans anymore. It's a stark contrast between those people who think outwardly and think about each other and those who just think about agenda or win or our side or the dollar amount that they're going to put in their people's or their pockets and that kind of stuff. We cannot sustain as a country this way. We can't.
You know, I think one of the things you and I came up with a week or two ago was a phrase, a hashtag, people over politics. And some of that has to do with, you know, how we feel as individuals and as friends and so forth and the things we've talked about. Some of that has to do with the trip that I'm going to be taking, you know, starting May 13th to Europe, where I'll be hopping to Holland first and then from there into Russia to speak.
People over politics tour.
Yep. There you go. To speak about comics and creative arts and working with different people and producing projects as an independent artist, you know, just this cornucopia of things that I'm going to have a chance to share with people in other countries. And I've actually already begun to do that. But one of the things that comes from that or came out of that conversation, when you and I talk about what we do, I mean, we're both educators, you out there in New Jersey, in the wilds of New Jersey, and me in other locations, we are both writers. We are both creative artists. And how we tell a story, which goes back to the title of this program that we do, how we tell a story usually comes from not just our imagination or our minds, but also comes from our heart and our emotional content and context, too. We are always trying to tell stories about things that matter to us, and often in an entertaining way, but still there's that thread of something that's important that's in there, whether it's a human condition scenario or a bigger issue. And I think, you know, when you talk about, you know, I talked about what George Perez wrote, an off-the-cuff piece that he wrote to his fans and friends. And then you talk about what Jimmy Kimmel did, who's, you know, I mean, the man's making hand-over-fist money. He did, all he had to do was come out and say, hey, my kid had this problem, but luckily I had the green to take care of it. Let's hear it from me, and let's move on to my next guest. He could have done that, but he came from the heart, literally, to talk about something, and then, as you said, to include people, people not as fortunate as he is, into the equation. And I would then add to that, you know, the ability to tell a story that evokes a feeling and drive in folks, inspires folks, is something that's a gift and a skill. And as professionals, we have to hone the skill. But I think if you start out with that ability, it is a gift. And I know that we mentioned, when we were talking about this the other day, I mentioned Richard Pryor, who was a phenomenal storyteller. Yeah, he was a comedian. Yeah, he had his vulgar moments. He had his, if you saw his early career on Ed Sullivan and stuff, he had his you know, light material, and then later he went into his blue material. But one of the stories that he tells, and I won't tell the whole story, I'll just simply refer to it, is he had, you know, unfortunately, you know, he got sucked into the drug world, and he did freebasing at one point, and it literally blew up in his face, and he was badly burned and wound up in the hospital. And he went through a recovery, was painful, intense recovery, and he came back onto the comedy circuit. And there's a video, which you can get, you know, get it on Netflix or wherever.
Sunset Strip.
Yeah, live on the Sunset Strip, where he tells as a routine, as a part of his comedy routine, he's talking about, you know, him with his dumb blankety blank, how he lit himself up, and he talks about how it happened, and he talks about rushing to the hospital, and he talks about laying up there in bed waiting for the first day that he's going to be wheeled into the treatment room, and he's going to get this lotion slash chemical baths to help deal with the extreme burns on his skin. And, you know, he has the audience laughing. And I was in the theater watching this movie with my wife at the time. And we're laughing along with it and everything. And he gets the audience going. We're laughing. And he's talking about this orderly who comes in. Well, Mr. Pryor, yeah, you know, tomorrow we're going to be going there. Going to take a bath, man. Yeah, Mr. Pryor. And he plays up this character. So you get this goofy orderly who's, you know, just talking all energy and cheer. He's going to get. And Rich is, you know, saying stuff about how he wants to smack this guy upside the head, blah, blah, blah. And he takes us laughing into the room that day that he gets his first treatment. He's going to be slid into this chemical bath to help him. And he's got us laughing as he slides into it. And then the pain hits him. And he talks about that pain, about nearly wanting to scream. And as an audience, you suddenly realize this ain't no joke. The man is now sharing with us reality, and it's too late to backpedal out of it because he pulled us in with that story. He had us going. We followed him. We went all the way, and now we're here, and we can't get out. We're in it with him, and that's a blessing and a skill that, you know, just that storytelling. That is the storytelling by the campfire. That is the storytelling that the old-timers used to do with the children. That is that blessed gift that says, I have something to share with you. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And it's coming from somewhere in me. It's coming from some place of joy or some place of pain or some place of anger. And I'm going to share this story with you. And I hopefully am going to put the words together in such a way that you will be engaged and possibly inspired. And I think that's what so many of the people, you and I, consider mentors or consider inspirations or who we respect, that's what they've been able to do in not only the film and stage variety, but also in the comic book world, you know, absolutely. And I think you came up with a phrase that we'll talk about in another episode, but you came up with a phrase, style over story, or style versus story.
Yeah.
I think that's something that we should go into in another episode about the ability to know what you can do with a story to make it engaging, fantastic, and outrageous, and whatever, and yet not bury the important elements of storytelling, you know, or throw them out the window in favor of gimmicks.
True. And I think the people that we're talking about in this episode, you know, specifically in this case, Richard, and I was holding up before his box set.
Ah, yeah.
And B2, if you want to check Richard, take a deep breath and try and find some of that. And George Perez,
mm-hmm.
and Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, they
and
lived
McGregor.
Their life. They
yeah,
got
McGregor.
In,
yeah.
And they couldn't, you know, they couldn't help. It's within their nature to tell the damn story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the times that we're heading in now, and I don't mean to choose a side politically, but the world, at least the country, if not the world, is changing radically. One of the things that's going to get us through is the people like those gentlemen and you know, ladies and kids and old people and me and you too, sitting down and telling the damn story. We're going to need that to get each other and get ourselves through whatever's what we're going through and out the other side.
Right. So I would say that that's a good note to end this particular episode on. And
yeah, everybody then, tell the damn story.
Right. And then next time around, we'll tell even more. Okay. All right, brother. Good
See
talking
you
to you. Take care.
All right, brother.
Take care, everybody. Yeah.